doesn't have a. Still, Rabbi Yeshua was not in the Bezdin. He was, like Rashi says, Lehoyu Bezdin Yoshvin. He met him in the street and told him in the street the news. Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua that I just got finished knocking out the eye of my Yeved, and therefore my Yeved goes out free. So that's called Hoidor Shulei Bifnei Bezdin. There it's not called a good Hoidor. But maybe where he's really Maidor, maybe then you'll be Potter even if Adam come later. Rabbi Gemara of Tanya, we learned over here. Omaloi, Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, Ein but Vrecha Klum, Shekvar Hoidus. Here at Smash Real Bryce, so we had the Girsa was that the reason why we don't listen to you is because you are Maida. So Lechura Mashma though, that it's called a good Haidor. Rashi says, Mashma Filu also Eidim Bosachi Potter. Here at Smashma that the Haidor was a good Haidor, and Mashma, even if Eidim will come later, still you'll be Potter. So my love isn't this Tanoi, it should come out now to Machlekes Tanoim. Hi Tana Diyama Shekvar Ein Lo Eidim. The first Girsa that we had, that the Pshat is in Bishua said back. That you're potter, because there's no edim, so they hold moida v'kenas v'yakach bo edim estakachayiv. That the only reason why the Yevah does not go out free is because there's no edim, even though he was moida. But mashm if edim would come later, then there would be alocha. The Yevah would go out free. For high tana, but the second year, so the second tana, the yom that he learns pshat over here was shekfar hoidis, that Yeshua answered back and said, what you're saying means nothing, because you yourself were moida. So they hold Moida b'kenas v'yachakach b'oedim stanka poto. You remain poto liyelam. Sechur it's a machlekes tanoim about Rapuna Marav Talocha. Sumara says maybe no. Loi, I tell you, really could be the kuli alma Moida b'kenas v'yachakach b'oedim stanka poto. Could be both of them agree to Rapuna Marav. Both of them agree that whenever you were really Moida, a good haidor, that you're poto because of that haidor, you're poto liyelam. It's not called anymore. Asher Shirin Elohim, Bezdin can't be machayed you anymore. If so, what's the machlokes over here? Over all kemiflagi, hi tana diyoma shekvar ein locho edim savar chutz lebezdin heavy. It's a machlokes. What exactly happened? What was the story here? The first one holds that Rabbi Gamliel admitted it to Rabbi Yeshua in the street. They were walking in the street. It wasn't in front of Bezdin, so that's why it wasn't called a real good haidor. Therefore, he said you're potter only because there's no edim. But if edim would come, edim would be mechayev, would make the knas, the eved would go out free. Only because it wasn't a real good Haidor. But the Hachtan of the second Girsa, the second Braisa, the Yoma that they say the Girsa should be, Shekvar Haidis, that the reason why the Eved does not go out free was because you yourself admitted it. If so, so, but they hold, Bebezdin Heve, that the Meister was when Gamliel walked into Bezdin and spoke to Rabbi Yeshua in front of Bezdin. And in front of Bezdin, Rabbi Gamliel admitted that he knocked out the eye of his Eved. Therefore, that's called a real Moida B'Knas. And therefore, even if Edom would come later, so what? There's such a p'tur, Moida B'Knas makes a p'tur li'elim. Like before in the Gemara, we had two p'sukim for it. Ashir Shin Elohim, and then we had another p'sik. Imimotze Temotze Aganef. Itma, we learned like this. Moida B'Knas, if somebody admits that he did something that's mechayif him to pay Knas. V'yachakach bo'edim, and then afterwards Edom come and say also that he did the chet, he was mezana, he was manas the isha, he was not an arrow, or else he knocked out the eye of his Eved. So Rav Ma Potter. We had before, so Ravuna Marav, that's still your potter. That Maida B'Knas, once you're Maida once, you're potter Lierlam. Who Shmuel Amachayiv, Shmuel says no Yechayiv, when Adam come later Yechayiv. So Omar Rav Bar Eloi, my time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? How come you talk a potter? I Lamai Salei, the Adam come. So now let's say he's Chayiv to pay the Knas because of the Adam. Forget about his own Hoidor. We have Adam now, like in Svar, we should say like Shmuel. That now that we have Edim, Edim is being mechayev you. So Gemara says, Rav has a pasuk that says, Im hi motzei timotzei. So we darshin, Im hi motzei bi Edim, timotzei b'dayonim. If we find you that you're a ganef because of Edim, then we'll bring you to dayonim, and then Bezdin will be mechayev you to pay the kenas, to pay kefil. But frat, this comes to exclude, l'mashi es atzmoi, that if you admit to yourself that you made a gneva, you're potter from paying kefil. The kenas you're potter. Now, lomeli, what do I need this pasuk for? We have already a pasuk that says, Mayashah Yashian Elohim Nafka. And the pasuk says, only if Bezdin is Mechayiv, you can ask that you have to pay. But if you admit yourself, you're potter. So what do we need the second pasuk for? Mimotzei Timotzei Elishma Mina. The second pasuk comes to teach us that the Moedah B'Knas. But the Chiddush is, V'yachakach Bo'edim, still you're potter. From the first pasuk, Mayashah Yashian Elohim, I would only know that if you are Moedah yourself, we can't be Mechayiv you. But maybe if Edom come later, you are chayiv. That's why I need the second pasuk in Mimotzei Tematzei, that once you admit, you're always potter, even if Edom come later. Kedetanya, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says now, Shmuel Amloch, Humi Boiler Laganaf Atzmoi. This pasuk in Mimotzei Tematzei is not extra for Moedah B'Knas, but Adarabi, he learns it, this is the parasha of the Ganaf himself that he has to pay kefil. And Kedetanya the Vechizkiya, that we had the sugi before, and that's Samar Gimel Mabez. One man the Yama learned both psukim were talking about Torin Tanis Ganif. So the question was, how do we know the Yisrael, even a regular Ganif, has to pay kefil? So that was, the Vechizki learns it out from this posik in Mimotzei Timotzei, which is talking about a regular Ganif. So the posik is not extra for Moedah B'Knas, but the posik is for the goof of the Locha, Ganif has to pay kefil. Yeah. So kids, that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if we have this posik extra, in Mimotzei Timotzei, for Moedah B'Knas, Vechakach V'Leidim, Rav says it's for that, and Shmuel says no for something else, for the din of a Ganif. Eisvei Rav Lushmuel. Now Rav has to cast the Shmuel. Says Alocha, Ro'edim Shemashmoshim, who boyim. If someone, let's say, was a Ganif, and he sees now that Edim are about to come to Bezdin to tell that he was a Ganif, and if Edim would come to Bezdin, he's going to have to pay Kanas. He'll have to pay back Kefil. So the Ganif should be smart. You know what the Ganif should do? The Yomer, and he said, Ganafti. See, he was a smart Ganif, and he figured right away, let me go run in, and I'll admit that I stole. So now Bezdin can't be mechayiv me kefil. I'll only have to pay the keren, not kefil. So he says, "V'yomer ganafti, avol loy tefachti, loy mecharti." I admit that I made the ma'aseh ganeva. That's all he should say. And then, but he doesn't admit that he made a tficha mechira. And then to Edom walk in and say this person was a ganif, and he also made a tficha mechira. So the locher is einu mishalim el keren. He only has to pay keren. That's all, because since he was moedah to the kefil, he's potter. So even though he says that he did not make the tficha, and later Edom said he didn't make the tficha, still the Edom cannot be mechayvim to pay the extra gimel. Because that's the klal, you only pay gimel in an extra, like, three more to make it into hay if you have to pay kefil. But any time you're potter from paying kefil, you don't have to pay the dal of hay. See, since the ganif was first moedah, that he was a ganif, he's potter and he's free from paying kanaf and paying kefil. If so, he doesn't have to pay dal of hay. So this would be a smart ganif then. If the ganif really made a ganav and a tficha mechira, and he sees now Edom are coming, he's going to be caught red-handed. He'll have to pay dal vay. So if the guy is smart, he should come to Bezdin and admit that he made the tficha, he made the ganeva. But call upon him to raya, to rav, that moedah b'knas, even though Edom come later, still yipotah. So Shmuel says back, no. Omalei, hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, kegoin, shechozru Edom, liacharehem, that the Bezdin went back, the Edom did not come to Bezdin. That's what we're talking about over here. That's why he's potter. The Erech Nami, if Edom would have really come to Bezdin, then Shmuel holds to be chayif. For the Gemara of Amidik, Tani Sefer, since the Sefer says, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimel, Yavayu Edom, V'yidu, that let Edom come into Bezdin now and say Edus, Mechlal HaTanakamah Sovar, Lo Yom Alei, that we don't tell him this. So, Mashmah HaTanakamah holds, that no, we don't tell the Edom to come in. Mashmi, even if the Edom would come, it would not help you. No, that's what the Blessed of Shimon is saying. That tell the Edom to come in, that means even though he was a Moedah B'Knas, but let Edom come now. If Edom will come, he'll be Chayiv. So the Marzmi Medayik, Mashmi, Tanakama doesn't hold from this Svara. Tanakama says we don't tell the Edom to come. Mashmi, because even if the Edom would come, it would not help. Because it's like Rav, Moedah B'Knas is Potter. So Marz says good. But Shmuel Lav Iker Reb Lezer Reb Shimon the Kolei Kavosi. Okay, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. But Koponim Shmuel has Reb Shimon Reb Lezer Reb Shimon that holds like him. So therefore, Anor Diyami Shmuel says, I say Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. I hold like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Therefore, if you do have Edom on the case, so let the Edom come to Bezdin, and then Bezdin will be mechayiv to pay money because of the Edom. Before Edom come, you're potter because you're moedah b'knas. But once Edom come, then you'll be chayiv. Targum says, Lishmul according to Shmuel Shita Vadi Tanoi. For sure it's a machlokes tanoim. But Tanakam is mashma like we don't tell the Edom to come. Mashma won't make a difference if the Edom come or not. So the Tanakam holds for sure that Moedah B'Knas V'Yachakach B'Leidim is Takapoto. That's not like Shmuel. But Larav Milema Tanoi. According to Rav, do we have to say it's a machlokes tanoim or not? Omolach Rav. Rav will say back no. According to me, I could say there's no machlokes tanoim here. Anor di Yam Rafilu Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. I hold even like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. I say if Edom come later, you still potter. So what is Reb Lezer Reb Shimon saying? Tell the Edom to come in later. What are they going to help? once he was made the kanas first, he's potter. So Mar says like this: Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hosam ela mishum the komoidi machmes bisusa the edim. Rabbi Elazar only argues over there the case there was this ganef. This ganef maybe by himself wouldn't have been moida that he made the ganeva. It's only because he saw edim coming into Bezdin, so he got scared. So he figured to himself, what am I going to wait for edim to come and they'll be mechayiv me? Let me go and be moida right now. So it's not called the real hoidah. He only did it because he was afraid of the edim. So that's Reb Lezer's Reb Shimon Svara. That's not called a good haidah. But in the case where the ganef makes a complete haidah all by himself, nobody helps him along, it's not because he's scared of the edim, and then it could be through the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Maida, maybe even Reb Lezer Shimon also agree to Rav Svara, like Rav, that Maida the Knas, a real good Maida the Knas, Yepotah Le'elam, even if edim will come later, still Yepotah. Therefore, it could be Rav would say he goes according to everybody. Omar Rav Hanuna, Mistavra Milsa the Rav, I'll bring you, it's a Svara. When does Rav say his halacha? It's a Svara like this. When did Rav say his halacha? The Yoyme, when the Ganav says, Gonafti. The Ganav says, I made a Ganeva. Therefore, he's Mechayiv himself, I call upon him to pay Karen. But what does Haidor help? His Haidor helps that he's parted from Kefil and from Dal Vahey. That's called a good Haidor. A haidah where you admit that you have to pay something, that's called the real haidah. Because you really mean it, it means something. That's called a good haidah because you are mechayiv yourself in Karen. But let's say the person comes to Bezdin first and says, you know, Bezdin loy ganafti, I did not steal at all. I did not make a gnaver at all. And later, Edom come and says, yes, you made a Geneva. Now, v'chozda v'yom tofachti v'macharti, and now the Ganav says, you should know, now that you said I made a Geneva, you caught me red-handed, now I'm going to admit already that I made a tzvicha mechira. In such a case, obo edim she tofach u'mochor. And then another two edim come and says, t'ini made a tzvicha mechira, the lachar is chayiv. In such a case, that's called the moed of the knas, that's called the case that you chayiv. That's called the case that you chayiv. Sharei Potter Ratzim Meklum. This is not called a good Haidor because he parted himself from everything. That's what Rav Hamnuna wants to say. In other words, when you first came to admit, when you said that what? You said first, Loi Ganavti. And now Edim said you made a Geneva. So you have to pay Kefil. Now you come and you admit that you made a Tzvicha Mechira. By you admitting that you made a tzvicha mechira, you're parting yourself from everything. You're not being mechayiv yourself anything. That's not called a good haidah. Then if Edom would come and say, yes, you made a tzvicha mechira, there you would be chayiv. Sherei poter atzma miklum. Your first haidah, your haidah now, that you made a tzvicha mechira doesn't mean anything. Because the maisa, you're not admitting. In other words, haidah has to mean that you admit that you're chayiv something. You're only freeing yourself from the kefil. But if your haidah is haidah completely, that you're potter, that's not called a good haidah. See here, well, we found out that you were a ganef. Now the question is, did you make a tzvicha mechira? So if you admit that you made a tzvicha mechira, this haidah is not being mechayiv you anything. So in such a case, if Edom come later and say, yes, we saw you make the tzvicha, the mechira, you would have to pay dal vehei. Omar Rava, Rava said, Omar Rava, lesabi devei rav, no, I'll bring you proof not like this. The case before Rav Gamliel, that he said that he knocked out the eye of his Eved, he meant to free himself completely. And they asked this question before, and they didn't answer this. The only answer was that the Haidor was Shleib from Bezdin. But Mashmah, if that Haidor would have been in front of Bezdin, if Rav Gamliel would have admitted in front of Bezdin that he knocked out the eye of his Eved, then if Edom will come later, it won't help, it'll still be potter. So the question is why? When he admitted that he knocked out the eye of the Eved, he's being made like he's potter from everything. He's not being mechayiv anything. So that should not be called a good haidah. So here you see, such haidah is also called. You don't have to admit to say that you're chayiv something and free yourself from something. It's enough that you're freeing yourself completely. So that's how the argument of Rav Hamnuna. Itmanam we also learned like this. Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Gonafti, if somebody admits that he made a Geneva, and then Edom comes and says he made a Geneva, Potter. So about these potter from paying kefil. Shirei chayiv at for the keren, because first he admitted that he made the geneva, so he's chayiv himself to pay keren. That's called a good haidor. Then he's potter for paying the kefil. Avol oma, but let's say the guy first says loy gonav, no loy gonav, I did not steal. Oh bo edim shagonav, then edim comes and says yes, you did make a geneva, so the edim now be mechayiv him to pay kefil. He has to pay keren and kefil. Now, now the Ganef himself says further, you should know I made a Tzvicha Mechira. So he admits that he did it. But he's potter now, because Moedim Knas is potter. But Obo Edim, now Edim come, Shetofach Umochar, Chayiv, and such a Gestaki is Chayiv. Sherei potter Ratzim Miklum. Takoponim, here we do have a good Raya back to Rav Hamnuna. Here it's a Raya to Rav Hamnuna. That in such a case where when his Oidor is freeing him completely, Sherei potter Ratzim of Miklum, he's not been mechayiv himself anything. That's not called a good haidor. So it's a riot for Rav Hamnuna. I, before we ask the kasha from Gamliel, the riot him. Omer Rav Ashi. Rashi says, Mas nisim the brayse namideka. I have a proof from a Mishnah from a brayse like this also. Mas nisim, where's the Mishnah tonight? We learn like this. Gonaf al pishnayim. You made a geneva and two eidim saw it. V'tov achumocher al pi eidechot. Then you made a tficha mechira, only one eid saw you do it. So you potter from the alvehe, one eidecha can't be mechayiv you. Oy al piyatzim, or else if you yourself, the ganef admitted that he made the tficha, he's potter. So it says the Mishnah mesham tashlumi kefil, but v'yein mesham tashlumi above the chamisha. He's potter from paying back to the alvehe, because on that it's only his oidor, he's potter. But the kefil is chayiv, because there were eidim that he made a geneva. Now, lo mali de toni gonav al pishnayim, what do you have to say the case of the medik neva al pishnayim? Listen, what do you say better? Gonav v'tofer mocher al piyedechod. Why do you say the whole case is like this? That he made the geneva in a tzvicha al piyedechod. Oy al piyatzim, he himself admits it. Is ein mishalim el keren, that he only has to pay keren. How come it has to say the case that the geneva was with two eidim? Only the tzvicha was with one eid. What's the, what's the, what's the,